just like this, you know, to Zion, to Zor. That Ilu, Bo, Leshna, must mean two people live with this girl. Echosh, like a daka, one live with her, not the normal way, did not break the psumas in the back. The Yechosh, like a daka, one live with the normal way, broke up psumim. So both have to pay, the ma'anis, both have to pay chamishim shkolim. So Yemri, you told me now about to Guma, the second one, that did not do that much damage to her, because she's already a pogum already. He has paid chamishim. And Baal Shlema, the first one, lived with the first, it really made up the gamina, also only chamishim, doesn't make sense? Because the first one made a bigger damage than the second one. So Baal Mar says, no, Omele Abai, Yoch, if so, Kabi Yevon Nami said the same thing. Yermu Evid, Bori Shloshim, if you kill a healthy Evid, you have to pay Shloshim, and Evid, Mukha Shchin, if you have kill an Evid, that was a leprosy, also Shloshim, doesn't make sense? Evid, Mai, that's the Gzaz Akosiv. The Torah says, a Schum Akosiv, an exact amount, so maybe also 50 shkolim, maybe includes everything. When you're minus with them, you're mafataha, or yeah, so the boishas and the begam, maybe it's all included. How do I know to say it's $50, 50 shkolim, excluding the boishas and the begam? So in Svara, you can't say this. So this is rather, ever on my body, your body feels like this. On my cross, the boishas feels like this. Tachas ha-sharina, it says the 50 shkolim you pay, because you're minus, you live with her. That excluding the bia, the inui, you also have to pay her for the precious embarrassment you gave her, and how much you made it worth less. Rav Amakor, the Pesuk says, Yamakor, the Nosan Isha Shechivimo, that the man has to pay because he lived with her 50 shkolim. So it's Mashma Hanoya Shchiva Chamishim. You have to pay 50 for the fact that you live with her. Mechla, that's also proved, Yikin Milsachriti, there's something else you have to pay your manin of precious began. That there's also boishas and begam. The boishas says how much embarrassment you gave her, and the begam and how much is worth less now. And Rashi speaks out, the person would want to buy for his own evid, let's say a shivcha. So if he likes his evid, he wants to give her a basula. And now that she's a bula, he doesn't pay so much for her. That's called the begam, he made it worth less. So how much you made it worth less, that's how much you have to pay him, besides the 50 shkolim. He has another mishnah like this. The mighty shema for husband complains about his wife that she doesn't have psulim, and then we find that he's a liar, so possibly he has to pay you 100 shkolim. It's the same thing with Hakon Hachmer, sometimes the lenient, sometimes the chumra. Kate said, Echad Shoitzi Shem Magdula Shabkuna, that your wife was Ramash Achashuv Akuna, Achashuv Mishpacha, and you were Maitzi Shem on her, so you made a big damage there. The Akhtana Shab Yisrael, where you had a simple Mishpacha, wasn't it such a big damage? Still, in both cases, Maitzi Meyafela. You have to pay to the father 100 slain. Nimtza comes like this. I remember Piv, if you're mighty shame you spoke bad about your wife, with Debo, Chalim and Isomite, it's more strict than actually living with the girl. Because when you live with the onus of Mephata, you only have to pay 50. But if you mighty speak out bad about your wife, for the Russian her like, you have to pay 100. The Mishnah says, she came and said the same thing before. What was the last gzadin not to go into Eretz Yisrael for 40 years? Ela Lashon Hara, only because the Moroccan spoke Lashon Hara. She never says, V'yinasu oisi ze'as upon Hashem tested us 10 times. What she says, Gabi Meraglim ksiv. The mashma al ze nechtan. This was the gzadin. Yeah. Nalimor says, Mimai, what's the proof to say when you might see shame on your wife? The reason why you have to pay 100 more than when you minus a girl, because of Lashon Hara, then maybe Mishum the Kogorim Lekotl over here, your wife, like you're saying, she lived with another man. So you want to have her killed. So since you wanted to have her killed, that's why now, if we find out you're lying, we make you pay 100. But when you only live with a girl, then she's not married, so there's no Chiv Misa. That's what is only 50 Shkolim. So what's the proof why your wife is because of Lashon Hara? So when I said the thing, what the Pasuk says, V'yim emes hoyir hadava, for it's here a nara, and this is all part of the kasha, that if it was emes, then what the husband says, then we kill your wife. So maybe here when you lied, it's a chomadik avera, that's why you have to pay 100, not because of Lashon Hara. So when it says, I'm a rev and no, I'm a quote, the Pasuk says, ki hoitzi shemra. The Pasuk says, the reason why you have to pay 100 shkolim is because you're maitzi shemra. Al shemra shoitzi. The reason why you have to pay this money is because you're mighty shame. You said Lashon Hara about your wife. The chayim mitzinish anechtan zavile. Mimai was to prove Dilma, the Akati, the Moisos, maybe Christ will be a lot of chatoyim. And it wasn't like the barrel wasn't overflowing. Hashem didn't get that angry. So this was the last thing that made Hashem get so angry. And maybe it wasn't this alone, it was everything all put together. And Hashem doesn't give you punishment until like it overflows. Like with one aver, Hashem waits, maybe you do tshuva. When you have a whole bunch of them, then he pays you back. The apostle says in Eov, the mal is sveik yetzalei, when it's filled up, then Hashem, it bothers Hashem. So maybe it was about a miraglim, that was not like the mak, the last chet they did, maybe a lot of other chets also. Shlokish, no, Shlokish says no. The Pesuk says, V'yinasu oisi zeh esapamim, means al zeh nechtem gzadin, on this one alone was the gzadin. What was this one alone? Rashi says, al zeh nechtem v'lav mishum tziruf achim, not because of anything else, it's because this alone was the gzadin. Tanya Omer Ablaza Bar Partia, do you way, come and see, Tama Godu Kersh Lashon Hara, how bad it is, the Avei of Lashon Hara. Minon, how do we know it from? Mimiraglim, from the Miraglim. Oma ha-moitzi shema leitzu v'avonim. All they did is they spoke bad about the Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem made a gzadin, they can't go to Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. And they all died out in the Midbar. Es kach ha-moitzi shema ha-chaveru. If somebody speaks bad about his chaver, his friend, lachat kam v'kam, how worse it is. Lachat kam v'kam. Mor says, no, my, what's the raya? Do we maybe mishon to Abichanina? Maybe here the Miraglim was worse. The Yomer Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo, Dovah Godel did Miraglim Mr. Shon. The Miraglim spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't only against Eretz Yisrael, but he spoke bad about Hashem also. They said their terrible thing at this time. They said the pasuk says, Ki Chozda Kumi Menu. That them, the in Eretz Yisrael, the land, the nations, they are stronger than us. So Tikru Ki Chozda Kumi Menu. Don't say Mi Menu from us. Elo Mi Meni means like from a Kodesh Baruch himself, Kivay Yochob. Is that the Miraglim was saying Hashem is not strong enough to fight the nations there. Hashem won't be able to fight to take them out. So that was like a little kaifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe it's not just Tam Lashon Hara, but they said against Hashem. That's why it's such a chomdik aver the Miraglim. Maybe just Lashon Hara upon a person that's so bad. And around like this, Omar Rambo, Omar Shlokesh, Omar Kodavotik says, Vayamusu Ha'noshim Moitziyo Dibas Oretz. It says that the Miraglim were killed. Why? Because the Moitse spoke out Lashon Hara. Mashma Diba Soretz Ra means Al Diba Soretz Shoytziyo. The reason why the Miraglim were killed was because of the Lashon Hara they spoke about Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's a little bit of a Kal V'chaimah. The Mabas, they only spoke about Diba Soretz, while she says Soitchi Koma. They spoke about the land of Eretz Yisrael, for how long they were killed. So why didn't he speak about Yichaber, Alachat Kal V'chaimah? Tan Yomer of Yudah, Eser Nisyonos Nisara V'Sein LaKodesh Baruch Hu. 10 times the Klai Yisrael complained, like try to test the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnayim Bayom, twice by the Yam. Shnayim B'Mayim, Muslim said had no water to drink. Shnayim B'Mon, Hashem gave the Mon. Shnayim B'Shlov, and he gave the bird's teeth. Achas B'Yeg, one by the Chet Regel. V'Yachas B'Mid V'Poron. Now, Shnayim Bayom, they're going out to the Yamsuf. Achas B'Yuridu, when they went down to the Yamsuf. The Yachas believe when they were coming up. But you read though, when they went down to the Yamsuf, the Pesuk says, Hamidli and Kron B'Mitzrayim. The Christ was complaining to Hashem, they got afraid when they saw the Mitzrayim coming running after them. And the Yam on the other side, they started complaining back to Hashem. Like, what did it take us out for? Wasn't there enough cemeteries in Eretz Yisrael in mid-Mitzrayim? So they didn't complain against Hashem. Now, the Aliyah, after they went through the Yamsuf, where do we see they complained also? The Yom Rav Huna, Yisrael Shabbos Sador, they saw at that time, even though they went through the Yamsif, Mekatni Amun Haya, they didn't believe that much in Hashem. They were missing a little bit of their Munah. Kidurabba Bamori, the Yom Rav Bamori, Maidich, there was the Pesuk say, Vayim Ra Yamsif, that they complained that they rebelled against it, but Yamsif, Vayim Ra Yam, means the Yamsif Yashiyim, Laman Shemoi. It means Malamit Shoy Yisrael Mamrim B'Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was complaining at that time. B'Yoyim Klai Yisrael was saying that Kishem Shon Oyle Mitzad Zed, just like we went up on this side of the Yamsuf, Kach Mitzriyim Oyle Mitzad Acher, the Mitzriyim must went up on the other side. And they were still afraid maybe could not come and kill him yet. So Amri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, the Sa'a Shiyam, Hashem said to the Sa'a, the head of the Yam, Polotaisam Liabosha, spit out the Mitzrayim to the Yabosha, that Kharisal should see clearly I killed them all. So Amal Afon Rebershom, the Yam didn't want to do this, sent back to Hashem. Klum Yeshevish Nesna Ravi Matana Vakhazim Nutli Amenu. There's any time a master give a present to his Eved and then take it back, like you gave us the Mitzrayim, so the Yam didn't want to give it up, the Yam wanted to keep them. Rashi says, interesting, Matana Rashi says, Panosla Dogin. Like the fish have what to eat now, the fish gives up the Mitzrayim. So the Yam didn't want to give back the Mitzrayim. So Amaloi, so Hashem said back, Hashem said to the Yam, Ani noisun l'cho echo the machzor shebem. I'll give you 1.5 amount of people later on back into the Yam. And Rashi says it means, to the parallel exceed, sheish mes rechav, the parallel is only 600 rechav. Or the Sisroi, that later happened, teishimet, he had 900. That's 1.5 times the amount that Hashem then gave back to the Yam. Is Amalek one of the Benish Lolam? Klum Yeshevich or Teveyas Rabbi? Listen, we can't ask for it though. Like maybe you won't give it to us. A slave can't ask his master for it. Is Amalek, Hashem said right away, Nachal Kishin Yorav. Hashem said clearly what's going to be there. Nachal Kishin later, that's when Sisra will be swallowed up in Nachal Kishin. So if so, Miyad right away, the Yam listened and the Poltun Liyabosha. The Yam, the Kriyas Yam Sofia, spit out all the Mitzrayim on the Yabosha. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, "Vayayis was Mitzrayim Meisas Vafayam." So it was the second time they complained against Hashem by the Yam. Then it says, "Shnayim b'mayim b'mara." One is by Mara that had no water to drink or feed him. The Mara, the Chassid says, "We avoid Marasal Yachol Ishtes and none to drink." Or Chassid, "But you learn on how Moshe, the Chayis has started complaining against Moshe. Where's the water? For feed him." The Chassid, the Pasuk says, "The Yachna for feed him again. They're mayim lishtes and none to drink." The Chassid says, "Vayirom in Moshe." The Kliyos started to complain against Moshe. It's not 2 times they complained against Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shnayim b'mon, 2 times they complained by the mon also. The Chassid, because the pasuk is like this.